Well, with me I have the Ulster president, Philip Gregg, with me today, down here in Inishowen. Philip, I'm sure you've been here a couple of hours now. The weather's been good and the crowds have been great. What do you think of this?
I think, Alex, this is just a fantastic occasion. To see the club and the community working together like this. This is a perfect example of club and the community working. And just, can I just say, when I've got the opportunity, a big thank you to all the volunteers in Inishowen Rugby Club. They are the lifeblood of a club, but they must be so proud. The facilities are absolutely fantastic, and the show they're putting on today is top-notch, and congratulations to them all.
Yeah, there's some volunteers when you take all the different things, the gate and they're doing everything, and I mean, they put on a lovely lunch as well. But I mean, to see this place, I remember coming down here 20-odd years ago, and you used to bring your wellies down because you weren't sure. But to see now three pitches and a beautiful changing room, and they're intending doing a lot more.
Yeah, the facilities, I mean, the two pitches are perfect. They're looking today, so hopefully we'll see an open game as well, because the conditions are perfect for rugby. But the changing rooms and dressing rooms, I've just had a look around. You know, the four absolutely superb ensuite facilities, plus two referees' rooms. They're facilities of the envies of, I'll tell you, of many senior clubs in the countryside, never mind other clubs. So, again, it's a huge testament to the hard work of those volunteers.
And I suppose, from your point of view, somebody who's been involved in club rugby all your life, this is really what it's about. I mean, the club. I mean, I know international interprovincials take priority at times, or are supposed to do, but at the end of the day, it's a grassroots that keep our game going.
Oh, couldn't agree more, Alex. Yes. Look, it's a privilege to be able to go with the Ulster team, you know, home and away. But the bottom line is, when you get back into clubland, that's where your heart is, that's where your soul is, you know. And when you can see this happening here, and you see that the pride in the people here that they have now of their facilities and what they have created, well, I think we all benefit from that.
And also the fact that, I mean, how this came about. I mean, it's not as if there was so much voluntary labour went into this from the community and the players, and with Mr. Merritt, of course, as foreman, getting everything done. But I mean, it's not too many clubs would actually take this on.
Nowadays, actually, that would be very difficult, because nowadays the volunteer, maybe the younger generation, don't see the volunteering. They're used to having facilities provided for them. They turn up, you know, when the facilities are there, the shirts are there, everything's there for them. Whereas here, they're doing it for themselves now, and you can literally see the volunteers' fingerprints over absolutely everything that's happening here today.
Well, as a president of Ulster, I mean, this is, I know you don't finish until August, but I'm sure when you look back, this would be one of the highlights, in a sense, because, as I said, a person who's a grassroots man, basically, this is what you want.
Absolutely. These are the days you will remember. You know, going to Ulster games, of course, you see some performances, but these are the days, because you're here all day and you're made so welcome. You feel part of the fabric for the day. You feel involved in it, and these are the days that will stay with the memory for as long as my memory stays.
Well, Philip, just finally, I wanted to just touch on a wee point with you. You're a Ballinahinch man, born and bred, a very vociferous supporter, as I know from many times. But, I mean, this year you've had the honour of being the Ulster president. John Robinson, your friend, is the Irish president, and I'm sure the Ballinahinch club must find that quite a unique situation.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. It is. We're led to believe it's very unique in Ulster. It may have happened in Leinster, but we're not sure. But yes, look, to have the president of either any one union is a big honour, especially for a club like ours. We look back, and whenever the president used to visit us when we played junior rugby, you know, we had the flags out and we thought, wow. And now we have a president in Ulster and a president of the IRFU, and John is our first. So it has been a unique and very special year for our club, absolutely.
Well, I think when you look at the way Ballinahinch has come on, I mean, I can remember when I was playing senior rugby, you boys were a junior side, and now you're the top side in Ulster in the All-Ireland League, and I think that there's very much in what you said there has come to fruition. Philip, thank you very much indeed, and I'm sure you'll have a good night down here in Inishowen.
We're looking forward to traditional Inishowen hospitality and a safe journey home tomorrow, hopefully. Thank you very much, Alex.